You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. What's up, guys? It's Trish Blackwell here, your host of Confidence on the Go. We are in episode number 233. We're talking today about focusing in the face of distraction, and I love this topic for so many reasons. And we're going to dive into that. Specifically, the reasons we're talking about it today is we're going to cover in today's show how to focus in the face of distraction, which I know is something we can all relate to and that we all need. We're going to also talk about and speak to how to minimize distraction and disruption in your life. And then I'm going to share 5 focus and time management strategies that can help you thrive. These are things I use and my clients and coaching community uses that have really helped us elevate our ability to get things done, right, to the next level. Because if we look at, all right, what brings confidence, what brings success and joy in this life of our dreams that we want to live, and a lot of it goes back to taking action. Well, how do you take action? How do you take more action? Well, you keep moving and stop getting distracted. So I think it has to do a lot about distraction is time management strategies. And so I love time management. It's one of my favorite topics to coach on and to talk about. And I cannot wait to help you do that as well and make your 24 hours in your day feel like they're 36. Like we have the same amount, right? And I want you to be able to do more with less time and then also have more free time and more quality time in the off time that you do have. So that's what we're diving into today. If you're a new listener, I do want to welcome you. I'm so glad you found the show. We are a community that gathers every week. So every Tuesday, you're going to get a new episode. You can always find them in iTunes or Stitcher, or you can go directly to my website, trishblackwell.com/podcasts. And I've got all of the episodes there, including archived episodes from my very first show that's no longer available in iTunes. That was called From the Inside Out. I think there's 34 episodes on there. So if you really want to nerd out, go check those out too. They've got a lot of great coaching content in there. And so if you are new, I want to welcome you. And if you're a returning listener, you know you're part of my family. You know I value you and love you and that I would still show up for you every week doing this show, whether it was just you were the only person listening or if I have a million listeners. It doesn't matter. I'm here for you and I want you to know that. And I take that seriously. This is the passion that God has put in my heart to serve people. And so thank you for sharing the show with people and with the people you love who, if you found this encouraging and you've shared it, I want to thank you. That's what's helping us grow and becoming this international community of people across the world who are committed to being more of who they are each and every day in their mind, their movement and meaning. And you guys, that's going to have that crazy ripple effect on this world. And I am just so thankful for you sharing with others. And thank you to everybody who has written a review in iTunes. That's the easiest way, number one way to help grow this community and share with others that, hey, this podcast is worth your listen. Like, you know, and that, because it's hard, you know, let's face it. It's hard and it's risky to find a new show to listen to. I mean, I think about TV shows that I listen to or watch. I don't just listen to them. I watch them. But I think typically it takes me 3 or 4 people to recommend a TV show and a few advertisements that I've seen for me to be like, all right, I'll give it a go, right? So think about when someone's choosing what to listen to in their podcast, during their workout, during their drive. So thank you for doing what you do and sharing and growing this community. And if you haven't yet shared this or written a review, I would love, and you've gotten some encouragement or love or hope from some of my previous shows, please, please, share the love, right? Write a review and share this with somebody else you love so that more people can be encouraged. You guys, I do want to remind you that I have a free coaching video series I would love for you to get your hands on. It's totally free. They're 3-minute videos that come to your inbox for a week, and they're going to help elevate your confidence and your courage and your ability to contribute to this world in a way that matters to the next level. You can get those for free at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. And then as always, a quick hello to all my Keep the Faith listeners out there. You guys, thanks for being a part of this extended community of contagious encouragement. And finally, before we start, I love sharing my passion for Beauty Counter, and I have a sponsorship note. This podcast is proudly brought to you by my partnership with Beauty Counter. I could go on and on and on about my love for Beauty Counter and safer products. And the reality is, in a lot of what we do with climate change and lack of regulation that's going on in the cosmetic and personal care industry, there's a lot of scary stuff going on around there, but it's not overwhelming because there is something you can do about it. And you can choose safer products, you can choose to do the right thing, and you can choose to support companies that support sustainability and who are actively involved in making and affecting change in the regulation of products so that they are safer. And that is exactly what Beauty Counter does. And if you are somebody who loves fitness and health and wellness, and you're committing to eating well and choosing organic foods when you can and you exercise, but you're ignoring this part of your health, then it's time to take a look at it. It's as important. What you put on your skin and around you is as important as what you eat and how you exercise. And that's coming from a personal trainer's perspective. So I'm really serious about how important I think it is. So you can go check out my thoughts on Beauty Counter and why I'm so in love with the company on a blog post that I wrote at trishblackwell.com/beautycounter. Or you can go pick up a few items for yourself and try it out for yourself firsthand. You can go shop Beauty Counter at beautycounter.com/trishblackwell. Okay, so let's dive into how to focus in the face of distraction. And so, to overcome distraction, which we're going to dive into right after this, you have to first identify what distraction is in your life and how it side rails you, how it distracts you, how it moves you. And here's the deal, as with anything, it's impossible to address something that you don't have a strong grasp of on or mastery of in your own awareness. So you have to know what is it that it's doing and how is it manifesting itself in your life in order to be able to grab hold of it, to do something about it. And so for me, I want, as you think about where this is for you, let me give you a couple ideas of how distraction really seeps its head up in my life. Is my personal distractions that I can identify are comparison. Like, that's definitely one. Self-doubt. That's definitely a distraction for me. Embarrassment. When moments that I'm embarrassed, I get distracted about anything else that's going on. I go to this like self-protective harbor mode, you know. Other distractions for me are lack of urgency. When I have a lack of urgency or I'm procrastinating something. Another distraction is an absence of belief. An inability, it's like I haven't taken the time to fully commit to an idea or belief that something's going to fall through, like be able to be followed through on. I think probably the most consistent distraction in my life is over fatigue, right? When I extend myself, and this used to be a really big struggle of mine. I'm doing better. I still have some growth in this area, but of not over extenuating myself, not burning the candle at both ends, knowing when enough is enough, knowing how to put boundaries, knowing how to bring more people on and how to do what you do best and pay someone else to do the rest and create a lifestyle, not just always focus on being productive. And so fatigue is a distraction. And be honest, in the last couple of weeks, I'm really good about my bedtime, y'all, like really good. And I, for some reason, and am up reading at night and I just can't stop. I want to read and write at night. And it's affecting my total sleep. And that is, as much as I love reading and writing at night, I need to realize that is causing me fatigue and it's distracting me during my prime time hours of the day. And so I'm working diligently right now. I've identified that as distraction. My nighttime routine has gotten off rail a little bit. And so I've identified that as a distraction and I need to modify my behavior so that I'm not distracted and I can go and actually thrive. Because here's the deal, what does distraction do? Why do we actually care about focusing in the face of distraction? And the reality is we care because distraction derails us. It discourages us. It takes us off of our path. And so we got to keep you on your path to success by not getting distracted. And, you know, the other probably biggest one, and I know I mentioned this, but I would say the other most consistent distraction in my life is comparison, because then it really just sort of deflates me, right? Comparison deflates you, and it it side rails you. And if you want to catch any of my podcasts out topics on comparison, I've done quite a few. Just go to trishblackwell.com/podcasts. And in the search button, there should be a search bar in the top right-hand corner of the webpage when you go to it. Just type in comparison and all of those posts that come up on comparison should show up. And I've also written quite a few blog posts on comparison. So those would be helpful, I think, for you if that's something that you struggle with, which I think most of us do. And I want to tell you that it is possible to live free from comparison. It's just kind of something you have to keep consistently working on and brushing your teeth, your metaphorical teeth, so to speak, every day to kind of choose joy over comparison. Choose being in your lane versus worrying about where someone else is. Because the comparison distracts you and it makes you go in the wrong way. I mean, I even think about comparison, the distraction of comparison. When I was a competitive swimmer, which I swam competitively year round from age 4 to 23. I swam through college Division I and then I went and competed internationally as well. And, you know, my coaches, my biggest struggle in racing, my biggest struggle was wanting to caring, was being too competitive, worrying too much about where the person in the lane next to me was. And I would kind of like try to give my peripheral vision the best glimpse side to side as I could to see where someone was. But I had a bad habit that was destructive because the distraction slowed me down. I had a bad habit of turning my head a little bit to try to see where someone was, right? And you may or may not know this about swimming, but in the sport of swimming, when you move your head, where you move your head, your body follows. And in the sport of swimming, there's a black line on the bottom of the pool so that you can go as straight as possible, because the fastest route, the shortest route from one end of the pool to the other is along the black straight black line. The minute you move your head and you start swimming crooked, you are literally adding distance to your journey between one end of the pool to the other. So the more I would move my head, the more my body would wiggle, the more I actually ended up over swimming and swimming longer distance than I needed to. And it was all because I was distracted by seeing where I was in comparison to somebody else. And so my coaches used to really emphasize before I went behind the blocks to go race, Trish, put your horse blinders on. You know how horses have those blinders that block the peripheral vision. Just swim your own race. Stop comparing. And that is how you can compete best in life, which is interesting coming from a competitive sport. To compete and be your best, you have to stay in your own lane and not compare yourself and just swim your own race. So I wanted to share with you some things about overcoming I want to say overcoming distraction, but I also want to say to you, minimizing distraction in life. I think you need to know what matters to you. Like, in order to overcome distraction, like, you got to know, okay, why do I want to focus? Like, all right, we overcome distraction by having a clear, crisp focus on what it is we want. So you've got to know what matters to you. Then you've got to know the obstacles that lie ahead. Like, what is it that lies ahead of you? Like, what is it that you want? What are you focused on? What does the end of the race look like for you? And then I think also to maintain that focus, know how to plan ahead. It doesn't mean you need to know the full plan, but you need to have a game plan, an overall approach to life of, I'm going to stay consistent and I'm going to keep showing up or whatever that might be. And then know your limits. Know when, like I said, I shouldn't be up in the middle of the night writing because I need to be sleeping. I'm somebody who needs, I'm so high energy and so emotionally engaged in what I do on a daily basis that I'm a 9 hour a nighter girl. You know what I mean? Like, I thrive on 9 hours is my ideal. So I need more sleep than the average person. And I have to respect that and know that that's part of my natural, I don't want to call it a limit because I think it's a setup that helps me be successful. It's not a limitation, but to know your limits to create more success is a great way to focus, to be able to minimize your distraction in life. And then the final way I think you can minimize distraction in your life is to know how to ask for help. Know how to ask when you need someone to come in and step in, or you need a coach or some accountability or someone's opinion. And so I didn't even realize when I was writing these notes, I put 5 notes together. So to overcome distraction, you've got to know what matters to you. You've got to know the obstacles that lie ahead. So you got to prepare for the hurdle. You got to prepare for setbacks. You got to prepare for distraction and go, hey, I'm probably not going to want to do it here, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm going to highlight it in my marker on my calendar and make it the top thing I'm going to do in the morning, you know? Or if like maybe overcoming distraction it's in relation to a fitness goal of yours. You know, one way to plan, know the obstacle lies ahead is that you're not going to want to work out at 5 p.m. because it's a long day. It's so easy to put it off at the end of the day. Now, you're also probably not going to work out at 5 a.m., but once you wake up and you do it, you're going to feel good all day. It's the first 7 minutes that are the hardest. So get out of bed and do it first thing in the morning, and you will be more successful. People that work out in the morning are twice as likely to stick to it than people who work out at night. Know how to plan ahead, then know your limits, and then know how to ask for help. So I think those are some starter ways to generally know how to focus in. And then here's what I want to encourage you in is that distraction is something you can control. And I think it can be based on a couple things here is knowing that, that it's something that is in your control. And that's how we're going to minimize the distraction and disruption in your life. Too often we victimize ourselves and say, I'm just so busy. I'm so this, and I've just been distracted and it's not my fault. And like, oh, it's okay. Keep putting this off and taking action off. It's not okay. You're in your control or not if you're distracted. And so you might be distracted because you're over multitasking. You might be distracted because you're on social media too much, or you might be distracted because you haven't worked on your internal dialogue of how you compare yourself to others, or how you're bullying yourself and you're constantly in self-criticism. So I need first and foremost you to know that you have more control than you think you do. The minute you do not believe that you're in control is the minute you've given up on your potential. Go back to the fact that you have control over, you don't have a lot of control over a lot in life, or externally we don't, but we have control over how of ourselves, our thoughts, and how we act and behave and move, right? And how we take action. So I want you to refuse to buy into being busy. Refuse to believe that you are too busy to do something, because the busyness is, I'm just so distracted. We're so busy. I think busy is a four-letter word, right? It should be counted as a four-letter word. That it's okay to have a busy day. It's okay to be busy and have a long list of things that you want to accomplish. Absolutely. But to always be so busy, like, I don't want busyness to describe me like that. I just don't want that to be a descriptor that people say, oh, Trish is awesome, but she's so busy. Like, what kind of person, like, it doesn't sound like a person I'd want to be around. You know, I want to be available. I want to be present. She's so joyful. She's so, you know, I'm okay with saying, you know, she's got a challenging schedule, but I don't want to be busy. So refuse to buying into busyness, because busyness, I think, is a number one distractor for people. And then here's the other thing. You have the control to reduce the distractions that you allow into your life. And what I mean by that is reducing the distractions you allow in your life. What are you allowing? Are you allowing a lot of gossip in? Like, that's a distraction. Are you allowing a lot of, I don't know, trash TV or stupid, like, not stupid magazines, but yeah, stupid magazines or things that aren't serving you. Are you spending time reading books that are changing your mind, that are leadership books, personal development books, you know, nonfiction books that are growing you to a new level? You know, what kind of influences are you putting into your life, and what kind of people are you surrounding yourself by or not? Those are the distractions that you have control that you're allowing in or not. And you set those boundaries yourself. No one else is going to set those boundaries for you but you. And another way to minimize distractions, stop trying to multitask. My goodness, we try to multitask so much. And I think you can multitask sometimes, right? They've said, like, oh, it's not good at all. I think there's a time and a place that it's okay. But all the time is not necessary. And that goes back to, I think, some of the distraction that we take on in life that distracts us from our real goal is our inability to say no to things that we don't actually want or need to do. So it's an overcommitment issue, which when you're talking about an overcommitment issue, it then really becomes a priorities issue. It's a priorities versus your preferences. And you guys, when you know your priorities in life, you know what matters, you know what you're striving for, you know your top five values, your top five goals, your top five things that bring you joy, you can more easily say no to the things that overload your life, that make you feel overwhelmed, that make you feel too busy, and that make you feel stressed out, and make you feel distracted, that are keeping you from the things that you actually want to be doing. So you've got to start saying no more and stop overcommitting. And it's amazing. Simplify your life a little bit more. It's Leonardo da Vinci that said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And isn't that interesting? Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And I think you could apply that to your life of, like, the things that you engage in. I think you could find that ultimate if you simplify what you do and what you expect of all these things you're trying to do in your day, simplify that down. Focus on your priorities. The sophistication that's going to come is this clear focus on doing and moving forward on the things that we really care about the most. And then another one to really reduce distraction is to focus on doing what you can well, and then ask for help for the rest. And I think this could be, obviously, this is a great business concept and something my mentors have told me, hey, Trish, do what you do best and pay someone else to do the rest. There are things you can allocate. If you have your own business, you can hire a virtual assistant. And I don't care if you're a small business, it is going to be more valuable for you to invest in hiring somebody than you wasting your valuable time where you could be thriving doing what you do best. And paying somebody else, it's going to help your bottom line in the long run in a significant way. Or if you are in a traditional business setting where allocating and managing people and asking for help, or if you're not in a management position, speaking to your supervisors and requesting more support, and that things get that you're if you're overwhelmed and distracted and unable to focus, like letting communicating that. The key to this kind of suggestion and tool here is communication. That communication is the key to life. And that's something my swim coach used to always tell us. I mean, he wrote it on every single workout. We would get our workouts daily and twice a day. And at the top of the page every day, it said, communication is the key to life. And it's really interesting because you go, okay, we get it, Tim. We get it. But it's like crazy. Like, what a great message. Now, 10 plus years later, I'm amazed at the wisdom that is in that simple sentence. Communication is the key to life. And if you communicate with where you need help and where you need support or what's going well, what's not, you're going to know how to have more simplicity and sophistication in your life to be able to not be distracted, to go, again, move the things forward in your life that you want to move forward without being distracted, derailed, discouraged, and set aside. And then our final thing I wanted to, as promised today, we've got 5 focus and time management strategies to help you thrive. And I hope that these are ones that you can put into action right away. I've got them in the show notes. Your show notes for this episode are going to be at trishblackwell.com/233. I do want you to write these down and have these written out for yourself so that you see them and that you remember them. They're simple, but they're, again, it's so simple and sophisticated go well together, right? And I think that there's power and simplicity. So here are your 5 focus strategies to help you thrive and help you stop feeling frazzled and overwhelmed and distracted. And I'll go back before I read these 5. I want to remind you, you are the only person allowing yourself to feel frazzled or overwhelmed. You are the only person who is allowing yourself to be distracted. We've got to stop blaming everybody else and all these external circumstances because we can't control the circumstances. We can control our response to them, though. We can control our thought patterns in relation to them. And we can control our stress level and our distraction and our focus. And it goes back to these strategies. So it's 5 focus strategies that are going to help you thrive. 1, schedule your priorities every week and then review them every weekend. So schedule your priorities every week and then review them every weekend and every evening. And what I do for that is on a Sunday, I take just about a half hour, 20 minutes or half hour with my planner, and I plan out what are my priorities for the week. And I go, like, what are my top 3 personal priorities? And that typically will include like a parenting one, like what's our play date for the week? What's our activities? Is it going to be swimming or gymnastics? Or how are these activities building in? What's my quality time? What's a special family thing? What's our special family dinner? You know, so something like that. I've got 3 personal priorities. And then I have 3 professional priorities that I'm going to have as a focus. And those are my top 3 things. So 6 total things that get done no matter what, because they are the top, and I've written them as these are my top 3 focuses, right? And then after that, on a daily basis, I go, what's the main focus of every day? And I plan out my day. I write in my workouts. I've got a general idea of when I'm going to grocery shop or when it's going to be, I'm going to clean, and I just block my time. And it's really simple to do. It's very easy. It takes 15 minutes. And then every night before I go to bed, I just open up my calendar, do a quick glance at what I had written for the next day. And I can look at that and say, I'm prepared. Okay, close it. And if there's no stress, there's no anxiety, there's no distraction, I'm set up because I know what I need to do. Our second focus strategy to help you thrive is to put your vision or purpose statement somewhere where you will see it daily. So your vision or purpose statement, you're going to put it somewhere you'll see it daily. You might be thinking, well, what is my vision or purpose statement? And I've got a few, and so I can share a few ways that you can do it. You can have something simple as my tagline for my business is be you, be free. To me, that's a reminder of, Trish, be yourself, be who God created you to be. Live in that, live in the present, be you, like be the best version of you. And when you do that, you're free from comparison, you're free from your eating disorder, you're free from worry, you're free from anxiety, you're free from stress, you're free from fear, you're free. You can just be free and live the way God created you, right? That's powerful to me. And that's why I made it my tagline for my business. And when you're free, you can do anything, right? Like, oh my gosh, the world becomes your oyster and you can really thrive. And it's, so there's crazy potential in that. Another vision or purpose statement for me is that every day my goal is just to live well and to learn well. If I've lived and learned, then I know that's a day well lived. And so I've got that written down for myself and I see it in my planner. I go, Trish, what did you learn today and how did you love today? Another purpose statement I have is my daughter's mantra, the one that I do with her every morning, which is simple. It's four statements and we have it framed in her room. So I see it every day. I am beautiful. I am loved by God. I'm loved by my family. And today I will love others. And then the final example I have, again, you don't have to do all four of these examples. I just am sharing different ways you can have a vision or purpose statement and put it somewhere you can see daily so that you stay focused. The last one sounds the most extreme, but it works for me. When I wanted more joy in my life, I decided to commit to it. And so my favorite French phrase and when I lived in France is when I really discovered joy. And living this lifestyle of my dreams and realized my whole, this total lifestyle and mindset switch for me, right? And I didn't want to forget that. And so the girl who never thought she'd get a tattoo has a tattoo, right? I tattooed it on myself. I have the words joie de vivre, which is the French phrase, joie de vivre is joy of living. And it's a command that there's this action that takes, living isn't just a sideline sport. It's an action-based sport. To live, like I am going to live, and live as you choose to live, you have joy as you live, that this is a pursuit of joy, and that it's tattooed on my hip. And so every time I use the restroom, I see it, and I go, joie de vivre, you know? And I also happened to create the tattoo at the same time I completed my first Ironman, and I had the Ironman symbol in there next to it, is in substitution of the word de, of that French phrase, and that Ironman symbol, like the tagline of Ironman triathlon is limitlessness. And so I love that. Okay, joie de vivre, when you live with the joy of living, you can live limitlessly. There are no limits. And it goes back to, that's a more expanded version of my simple be you, be free. But it's the same concept you can see. So again, those things help me focus and know that I'm thriving today. I don't know how much I'm moving the needle forward, so to speak, towards one specific goal or whatever it might be I'm focused on, but I know I'm still thriving. Okay, our third focus strategy to help you thrive is to create more open space and time for yourself every day. So create more open space and time for yourself every day. And that goes back to what we said earlier is like, all right, my goal is to help you not be distracted. And by not being distracted, you're gonna have more time. Like you literally are gonna have more time. The procrastination is gonna go away, the delay, the overthinking, and it's amazing to have more open time and space. I think to have more open time and space for yourself, you have to actually write it in. Like you have to schedule, you have to schedule gym time. I want you to schedule reading time for yourself. I want you to schedule relaxation time. I want you to schedule a walk with your family. I want you to make it as important as something else in your day. And because it is, and it's going to take up time. And so when you realize that time slot is taken with productive non-productivity, when you do have a time for productivity, you're less likely to be distracted and say, oh, I've got so much time. Like I need you to stay focused on doing things in the right time frame when they need to get done and just doing them. And that's going to create more open space. But to start creating more open space and time for yourself every day, you've got to create it for yourself. You've got to start and say, I have an abundance mindset about time and I've got enough time of it. I've got enough time. I've got more than enough. I'm going to prove it to myself. I'm going to take the time to stretch this morning. I've got time to go for a walk. I have time to be a good neighbor. All those little things add up. Our fourth focus strategy is to intentionally have more fun and non-productive time. So that goes hand in hand. This is definitely a development off of that third focus strategy, but intentionally have more fun and non-productive time. And my challenge to you, if you really want to get rid of distractions, is I think sometimes we get distracted because we feel like we're overworked or we're just burdened, right? I think it's a response to not having enough fun in life or of enough adventure or something, not enough time for hobbies or something we enjoy. So I want you for the next week to intentionally prioritizing having more fun. It could be something as simple as doing an adult coloring book, or it could be literally going out and being like, hey, this is fun. We haven't gone to a winery in a long time on a Wednesday, or this is fun. We're going to go to the trampoline gym and just bounce as adults. Who cares? We'll bring the kids. We don't bring the kids. I don't care, but we're just going to bounce on the trampoline. Something fun you don't typically do, and it could be look like anything, but I want you to intentionally have more fun and do that for a week and just see how it changes your ability to focus when you're not. And it's not that time when it's time to focus. And then our fifth strategy, focus strategy to help you thrive, is to always set deadlines for yourself and follow through on them. And I added the follow through on them because I want you to know that you are a person who's going to follow through on what you say you're going to do. I need you to believe that. You're going to follow through on what you say you're going to do. Live that, believe that, but then set yourself up with little opportunities all the time to practice that, to show yourself, hey, even if it's folding laundry and you're overwhelmed, hey, tomorrow night, everything is by tomorrow night, it is going to be put away. Those shirts are going to be ironed and I'm doing it, period. And then do that. If it's showing up for yourself in a business capacity, set a deadline for yourself. Decide when you're going to do it. If you have a fitness goal, decide when you're going to do that. Put a date to it and set these deadlines for yourself. Setting small deadlines helps you see that consistency in your ability to follow through. And then it's going to help you then realize that, oh my goodness, I can follow big deadlines. And all of a sudden you're going to have this ability to focus and follow through in a way that distraction that previously got to you and side railed you won't ever be able to touch you again, because you know your deadlines and you trust yourself to be somebody that always follows through. So I hope that was an encouragement, you guys. Bottom line, I want you to remember you've got control over what distracts you or not. And I believe that you can do anything. I do. But it's up to you to not let distraction derail you. So without further ado, I do have one quick announcement, and then we'll do the listener of the episode. So the quick announcement is simply that if you're not yet in the College of Confidence, I don't know what you're waiting for. We've got just some awesome stuff going on in there. And you might be wondering, you know, I don't know if I have enough time, or I'm a little bit hesitant about some of these groups. What if I'm just a private person? I want to answer those two things. One, the program is self-paced, and you get access to previous coaching. So you have a whole archived, what we call our virtual homepage, where you're going to be able to access. At this point, it's hundreds of hours of it's hours upon hours upon hours of coaching videos from me with strategy for you that's going to be applicable. And then also we have vaults of information with specific to fitness and development, or specific to business and entrepreneurship, specific to personal growth and goal setting, that are going to help you really get focus on your goals and your life and taking action and moving the things forward in your life that you want to move. And the other thing I need to let you know, it's self-paced. So there's no right or wrong way to do it. You might need to take a few weeks off. That's fine. You just go back to the content when you're ready. Or you might have a week where like you're just, all you want to do is dive into the content and you feel this growth, crazy growth, like snowball happening, and you just ride that snowball. That's great. Now the other question was, you know, what if I'm a private person? Then you can literally be a fly on the wall. You do not have to engage. You do not have to share in this community. I encourage you to. I think it's one of the most valuable parts of the College of Confidence, but I understand and respect that everybody wants a little bit something different. And so we have all personality types, people all doing all kinds of crazy, amazing things. The number one unifying thing is this is a group of people who are go-getters, wanting to get to the next level of life, knowing that they want more, and knowing that they want the confidence and the courage to go pursue that. And they're going to connect to a community, whether they're vocal in the community or not, they're connected to other people who are doing the same thing. And that, my friends, is encouraging. So if you want to check that out for yourself and come join us, I would love to have you and love for you to welcome you to this inner circle of mine. And that's, you can get that at trishblackwell.com/college. And it's interesting. I am going to jump to our listener of the episode. Speaking of amazing people who are doing great things, I wanted to highlight one of my personal coaching clients who works with me. We do some confidence consulting. You may or may not know that I work with businesses, specifically entrepreneurs, looking to leverage their own, their own brand. A lot of health coaches, a lot of people producing products, a lot of first-time authors. I work with writers. I work with people in the network marketing businesses trying to leverage their teams and grow. So this is one of my awesome, awesome business gals from GetLively.com who has an amazing health coaching and holistic approach to life, as well as a young living business. And her name is Jan Taylor. And she just said this, and it meant the world to me. So I wanted to share with you. Here's what she said. She said, "Trish, you are worth coaching with you. It's worth your weight in gold. Thank you so much for your guidance and enthusiastic support. Working with you as my confidence coach has been a, all caps, my friends, game changer for me. The future is looking brighter all the time. Thank you." So Jan, thank you. You are an absolute delight to work with, and you're doing crazy, amazing things with your business. And I'm so proud of the action and forward momentum and movement you're doing. And I'm excited to see you triple your bottom line a year from now and be shocked at I think you're going to be amazed at where you are. So thank you, Jan, for sharing those words and that testimonial. And you guys, if that is a service that sounds like what you need, just reach out to me. I'd love to give you more info and all the details on what that would entail and what working with me on that capacity looks like and what it could do for you and your business. Just send me an email if you're interested in that at Trish. It's trish@trishblackwell.com and say, "I'm interested in the subject line in confidence consulting." Guys, I hope you have an amazing day. And now that you know why I really love my purpose statement, my "Be You, Be Free," when I sign off today, I want you to just repeat that. Say it out loud as you hear it. When you hear "Be You, Be Free," I want you to say it out loud. So go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review in iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you. Now go share the best of you with the world.